Meat has been in the news. Pink slime is the lean beef trimming that's treated with ammonia before being added to ground beef. The National School Lunch Program was buying 7 million pounds of ground beef that contained pink slime. An uproar ensued, and the USDA ruled that schools can choose to order ground beef minus the slime. We'll have a thought on that in a few minutes. But then we noticed a story about Chinese Olympic athletes being told to raise their own chickens for food and to steer clear of meat at restaurants in China. What an image, athletes tossing grain out to their chickens as they practice tossing the javelin. Well, it turns out that many food animals in China are given clenbuterol, which is meant to put more meat on the animals, but when used by humans, is an illegal performance-enhancing substance like steroids and is banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. The Chinese Olympic Committee feared their athletes would fail drug tests after eating meat that contained clenbuterol. So what is it? And is it in meat here? Scott Hurd is an assistant professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Iowa State University, former member of the Food Safety Inspection Service at the USDA. Dr. Hurd, start right there. What is clenbuterol?
Well, clenbuterol, Robin, is officially what's called a repartitioning agent, and it has an interesting effect in the body in that it actually causes energy and protein to be moved into muscle instead of being deposited into fat. It's also, these types of drugs are used to help with asthma in people and in horses and dogs.
So it's a performance-enhancing drug. It's banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. Do we have it here?
Here in the United States, we do have it. As I said, it's used for treatment, respiratory disease in humans and in animals, but it is not in food animals. In fact, globally, the use of clenbuterol in food animals is illegal.
Well, but is there something that mimics it or works in the same way?
Well, there is another product that acts the same way, but you won't test positive if you eat meat from animals that are treated legally with another repartitioning agent called ractopamine. That's used by about 80% of swine in the U.S. and a large number of pigs, but that's a much different compound. It doesn't have the toxicity that clenbuterol. It quickly clears from the animal, and it is FDA approved and shown to be safe and effective.
So it won't read as a steroid, presumably, for...
No, you can eat that stuff all day long and you will not test positive on a drug test.
But are there side effects with ractopamine of any other kind?
No, not that FDA has been able to detect. They put all of these drugs through, serious tests for a safety and that sort of thing. And the other thing to keep in mind is that these compounds are found naturally in the human body. That's one of the things that's important for smooth muscle relaxation, which is why they use it in treatment of asthma victims and that sort of thing. So these are not weird compounds from outer space. These are compounds that are found in the body, and that's how we find out how they work. We use them in animals to increase the efficiency, reduce the carbon footprint, and that sort of thing. Once it gets to the dinner plate, there's virtually none of it left in the meat, and it's not going to harm anyone nor make them test positive on drug test.
Well, but, you know, there are people who worry about this. Ractopamine is banned in, I believe, 100 to 160 countries, depending on the count you get. People in Taiwan were very much against it. They felt that they were being, you know, held hostage to a trade war, that rather than take a look at the health effects of ractopamine, it was more important to get the trade with the U.S. meat that contained it. And I'm reading on the Bentley University McCallum Graduate School website comments about how on the drug there is a warning that says not for use in humans. Individuals with cardiovascular disease should exercise special caution to avoid exposure, use protective clothing, protective eyewear, and a dust mask. A columnist, Martha Rosenberg, asks, how can that, when it's so dangerous, you know, to humans in the form it's given to animals, become safe in the food that they eat?
Well, it's just like virtually any other medicine or compound. Essentially, the poison's in the dose. By the time it's been fed to an animal in an appropriate dose and goes through the metabolism and all, there's virtually none. none left in the meat. Of course, if you were to eat the feed the pigs were consuming, and if you had some risk factors, like they said, cardiovascular disease, then that might be a problem. Keep in mind, as I said, these products are used routinely. My kid used to take it all the time for asthma, so they are medications, and they need to be used appropriately. Back to the question of whether people want to avoid, you know, any sort of additive in the meat, certainly that's an appropriate choice, and there's trade-offs on both sides of that.
And why would someone want to add ractopamine to food animals?
Well, it harmlessly greatly increases the efficiency of production so that it takes less oil, it takes less space, it takes less ground, it takes less feed in order to get food on the dinner table.
Yeah, so we circle back to, you know, if there's a demand for meat, meat producers have to come up with a way to get it to people's tables. And we know that you consult with the industry, do research for the industry. What do you make of reports that, again, the drug is banned in Europe, Taiwan, China, and a claim that more than 1,700 people have been poisoned from eating pigs fed ractopamine since 1998?
Well, I spent first 12 years with the USDA, including a year as the Deputy Undersecretary for Food Safety, and I have 8 children, so my first concern is public health. Claims that 1,700 people have been made sickened by it, I guarantee you it was not used legally. If that was the case, it was not approved compound, so it could have been a bootleg version of ractopamine, or it could have been clenbuterol. Thing to keep in mind with clenbuterol is if someone tests positive for that, they likely did not get it from animals from meat, and unless those meat were somehow produced illegally.
Dr. Scott Hurd, assistant professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Iowa State University. By the way, pink slime, your thoughts on pink slime?
Well, pink slime is essentially the finer version of the ground beef. You can have large chunks, you can have small chunk. It is still beef. The treatment with ammoniation is perfectly harmless. The alternative is E. coli 0157, and the people are very concerned about that. It kills children, so you're going to increase your risk if you avoid things that have been treated with this ammoniation. So it's, again, it's a trade-off. Ammoniation is harmless. 0157 kills people. To me, the answer is pretty straightforward.
Dr. Hurd, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Robin.